أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. Glory be to the one who had taken his servant by night from the Masjid al-Haram to the Masjid al-Aqsa, the one whose precincts we have blessed, that we may show to you our signs. Indeed, he is all listening and all seeing. In the previous verses, the etiquette of da'wat and the character of a da'i was explained in somewhat detail. As Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explains, in this day and age, the reason da'wat and bayans are not so effective are manifold. Out of them, there are two that are most distinct. Number one, he explains, that on account of the abundance of haram in every facet of life, people's understanding have become perverted. As a result, the good seems to be bad in their sight, and the bad seems to be good in their sight. Their reasoning, understanding, as an account of the abundance of haram, has become corrupt. So they cannot any longer reason correctly. And the second reason he gives is even more important, that enjoining of good and prohibiting of evil is no longer done as a duty. If every person could enjoin the good and prohibit the evil within his own capacity, within his own capacity, his own subordinates, those that are influenced under him, then a great deal of work would have been accomplished. But a man is not concerned about his son, nor is he concerned about his nephew, nor is he concerned about his parents, his neighbors, people that can be influenced with him. He is not concerned about them or imparting the good, forbidding the evil, let alone others, even his own family and own wife. He is not concerned about it. Then how do you expect this type of da'wat and this type of preaching to be ever effective, and how can it ever reach the bottom of their hearts? When Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam had started off the mission of da'wat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had exalted him, Allah ta'ala says, Asra bi abdihi laylan min al masjid al haram, we had taken our servant at night, in a small portion of the night, from the Masjid al-Haram to the Masjid al-Aqsa. There are two legs in this journey, two sections of this journey. One is known as Isra, and that is the journey from Masjid al-Haram to the Masjid al-Aqsa, Baytul Muqaddas. And the second journey is known as Mi'raj, from the Baytul Muqaddas right to the seventh heaven, and thereafter to wherever Allah Ta'ala had willed to take Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to, Sidratul Muntaha, and even above the Sidratul Muntaha. The Sidratul Muntaha is that place where the malaika that are ascending from the earth, when they do ascend, they come to this point. And when anything has to come down from the heavens, they come to this point, and then it is distributed from this point. So Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had seen all this. He had seen Jannat and Jahannam, and he had given a clear account of what he had seen at night to the people, and then there were those that had rejected this. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had heard about this, that this had happened in a short portion of the night, and though he had not heard it directly from Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his immediate response is that I do believe in this, for my believing is not in my understanding and my reasoning, rather it is in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And in the words of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said it, let it be, it is my full belief that this has happened. And here he had earned the title Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. A note to reflect over is that the Christians, they believe in the ascension of Isa alayhi salam, so as the Muslims, we also believe in the ascension, although the nature of the belief may differ. We believe that he is a servant of Allah Ta'ala, he wasn't slayed, and he was taken to the heavens. They believe something else, that he isn't a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was slayed, and thereafter he was taken to the heavens. Notwithstanding the differences of the belief, but this is common, a common belief that he is ascended in the heaven. So they don't find any need to give any logical explanation, any intellectual arguments to prove the ascension of Isa alayhi salam, though they are steeping in kufr and disbelief. This is something embarrassing for us, that we, in order to support the ascension of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, physically, we need to bring so much of proof and so much of reasoning. They, although they are upon falsehood, in disbelief, yet they do believe in the ascension of Isa alayhi salam without any reasoning, without any proof. So how much more should the Muslim who is true in his faith, who is loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much more should he just believe in the wording of Allah ta'ala and the wording of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rather than looking for any type of intellectual argument and support. Therefore, believing in this Isra is an element of faith. Quran Sharif has got it in record, and the Hadith also speaks about this. And since it's in the record, the Quran Sharif has got it, and the Hadith Sharif has got it, so to believe in this is a part of Iman. One who fails to believe in this cannot call himself a Muslim. The second important thing in this verse is Asra bi abdihi. From all the other attributes of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala speaks about him as my servant, as his servant, as his slave. When you call a person a slave, then that is a person who doesn't have a choice and an option of his own. Rather, he has surrendered his option, his choices entirely to the decision of the boss, to the decision of the one that is above him. So Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perfected this, that he had totally and completely, entirely conformed to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because he had totally conformed from the heart, from the soul, physically, in every respect, he had conformed with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the command of Allah ta'ala. So therefore he earned the title of Abd, impressing upon us that that is the highest title that one can be called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala says that this is my servant. When Allah ta'ala himself has to say that this is my servant, then that person has perfected this aspect of submission, and he has perfected this aspect of abdiyat. May Allah ta'ala grant us as well. And also impressing upon us that when one perfects this aspect and this dimension of abdiyat, submission and servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will ascend him to the pinnacles of glory, like Rasulullah Pak sallam had been ascended and he had been exalted on this night when the aspect of abdiyat and servitude had become absolutely manifest and clear. Then Allah ta'ala had taken him to the pinnacles of glory, to the highest of heights. So if we want that type of acceptance in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the only way is the way of submission, not our intelligence, not our reasoning. That our reasoning must support this, and our intelligence has to prove this before we take the step. Rather, it must be the command of Allah ta'ala that prevails even over our intelligence and even over our reasoning. Intellectually, this Isra is difficult to prove for most people. To prove the Mi'raj with intellectual arguments is difficult for most people to reason and to understand and accept. But to accept it as a command of Allah Ta'ala, as a command of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is what Allah Ta'ala says and announces, this is what Rasulullah Pak has declared and experienced, and to accept that being our Rasul, being the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we say Sadiqul Ameen, the most truthful and the most honest, then we'll have no reservation, no qualms in accepting this. And really, this is explaining the meaning of Abdiyat, that we just accept. We just do and die. We don't ask who and why. This is the very cornerstone and the very essence and the very foundation of faith, that we don't ask all these type of questions. Rather, it is the command of Allah Ta'ala, so we accept. Wholeheartedly we accept, though our reasonings may not go in that line, we cannot reason and understand these things, but because it is the word of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so wholeheartedly we accept. إِنَّهُ لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا Allah Ta'ala had shown Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam His signs on this night, the Sidratul Muntaha, Jannat and Jahannam, the various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, also showed that Rasulullah Sallallahu is not only the Imam of this Ummat, rather he is the Imam of all the Ummats, Imamul Anbiya, not only the Imam of the Ummah, but the Imam of all the Anbiya alayhi salam, as in his return journey, he had led all the Anbiya alayhi salam in the Baytul Muqaddas. May Allah give us tawfiq.